And I thought, you know, the setup of an actor who's done all this training, because they really do a remarkable amount of training. They train with the same people who train military. And I thought, well, what if she had to do that in real life? And that just seemed like such an interesting draw into a book. I had to run with it.
That's Matthew Quirk, and I'm Dan Skinner. This is Conversations. Matthew Quirk is the New York Times bestselling author of numerous novels, including The Night Agent, which was made into a hit series for Netflix. His previous books include Inside Threat, Red Warning, and Hour of the Assassin, just to name a few. He joins us to talk about his latest novel, The Method. Matthew, welcome to Conversations.
Thank you for having me.
Well, tell us about the inspiration for this latest novel.
Well, this book came about, I had a chance when they made a TV show out of The Night Agent, a previous book of mine, to go behind the scenes a little bit, to hang out on set, to talk to the writers, and to, I even got a little cameo in the second season. And it inspired me to sort of look into that world. It was like, hey, you have all this ready-made research. And I also had some friends who did a lot of acting growing up, and then I saw them sort of advance in their careers. And that really combined with how I love to write books where somebody sort of has to wear two identities. And I thought, you know, the setup of an actor who's done all this training, because they really do a remarkable amount of training. They train with the same people who train military. And I thought, well, what if she had to do that in real life? And that just seemed like such an interesting draw into a book. I had to run with it.
I'm assuming that the title, The Method, maybe has a couple of different meanings, but I was assuming it referred to method acting as well.
Yeah. And, you know, that was fun because the main character, she realizes going through all these trials in the book, her best friend goes missing, and she has to sort of use all the skills she's learned, pretend to get her in real life. She has a lot of questions, which I imagine come to actors and maybe to authors, because they're always pretending to be other people, about, you know, who she really is. And so through the course of the book, she has to understand what in her life has been a performance. Maybe she's been sort of performing that everything's okay, or that she has dealt with some stuff from her past, and then it all comes out. And then, you know, it also has some of that fun spy overtones. So yeah, you're right on. It's just a reference to the Stanislavski method, I believe.
Tell us more about this character and why you think people will identify with her.
Well, she's very relatable. She starts out and she's struggling a bit in her career. Acting is a very tough job. And her sister needs a lot of help with some medical care. And she's kind of forced to do some work to help with her family that maybe isn't, you know, her favorite kind of thing, or it's just the normal compromise people have in their day-to-day life. And then she finds herself kind of through the looking glass, having to search for her friend and connecting with the FBI and having to go undercover. So she's an interesting character. And I love characters like these because she has skills, because she's done just a ton of training because she specializes in action roles, but she's never done any of this before. So she has, like I think a lot of us would have or have, questions about, you know, can she do this? And there's a lot of ups and downs. And it's, I think it really makes the book enjoyable to see, like, can she pull through? Will she figure out who she is? Will she tap all these resources and strengths maybe she didn't even know she had?
As you were developing this character and thinking about her, were there any inspirations from actors that kind of informed what you wanted to do here?
Well, I mean, there weren't many specific ones. I mean, a one-off is in The Night Agent, there's a wonderful actor, Simone Kessel, and this is the first season, so I don't think it'll spoil anything. She comes to a bad end very quickly. And so, you know, there's a lot of actors who have to kind of fall on their sword early on. So I was thinking about them. And then another one was Gabriel Basso from the show, because he does just an incredible amount of training. So when he's working with the stunt people, they're really kind of like riffing and giving each other ideas. And when I saw an interview with his fight instructor, where he wanted to enter a real life fight. And he went in and he won because he's just done that much training. So, you know, seeing all that training really kind of made me think, oh, this is a plausible approach, because they put a lot of time in.
And Anna Vaughn, as you point out from the beginning of the book, her character is struggling with her career. She's enjoyed a certain amount of success, but she's getting older in terms of Hollywood. And she's not really old at all, but in terms of Hollywood for a female actor, she's getting older and she's having to kind of fight against stereotypes and what the industry is looking for.
Yeah, she is. And it's funny because she's, you know, around 30, 32, but acting is a really tough job. And I was inspired by my friends who did it, all these jobs in the performing arts, because they loved it so much. And they had so much determination and they were so resilient. So they would get, and this comes up in publishing too, and writing novels, you know, they would get 100 rejections, but they say, oh, this one, you know, I think this next one's going to come together. And then, you know, they stick with it and it does come together. So yeah, I just admire her grit. And it was interesting to see that translate from her profession of acting to these sort of real life, well, not real life, to these thriller scenarios she finds herself in.
So here she is thrust into her real world in the context of this novel. And she has to rely on her training, which is good, but also her ability to ad-lib, her ability to, you know, occupy a character so that the people she's dealing with will believe her and her cover isn't blown.
Yeah, and that's an aspect. It was a fun aspect of the character, and I just sort of dive in. And often what happens will come to me first, and then I'll start to understand the character's motivations more and more on later drafts, which is fun because very often the character is figuring out, like, why do I have this unresolved anger? Or like, why am I so scared to think of the past? All these issues she has. So it was a really enjoyable experience and a fun experience, and also like a really interesting experience to see, to be on the ride with her as she uncovered why all that was happening. So she uses those skills in kind of a fun undercover way, but also she realizes maybe her whole life in certain ways has been a performance. She's been covering things up and she's scared that if she opens up some of these things from the past, she won't be able to control them. And then the question, which I found to be an interesting question, is can she use some of this? In her case, it's sort of the anger and some of the demons from her past, can she use them in kind of a righteous way to take down the bad guys? Or is she at risk of being consumed by them? So that just really made her an interesting character, an interesting tightrope walk.
So I'm curious, you were able to use some of your background in the reporting you've done in the past, and of course, seeing actors in action. I'm wondering what other research challenges this novel may have posed for you.
Well, I wanted to get, you know, the technical details right. And I was very fortunate that I got to go hang out on the set a lot. And it was like, you know, a kid at a toy store, because I love TV. I love movies. You know, the first time you walk up to a set, it's unbelievable the amount of effort and ingenuity they put into it. And the first time I did it, they were shooting scenes that I had written. So it was like if you had been imagining something and then you opened your door and it was playing out right on your front lawn. So it was really wild. And then the folks on the show were really helpful. They were really gracious to me the entire time. I know there's sometimes people say that, like, oh, Hollywood doesn't treat authors well, but it's just been a wonderful experience to me. And just seeing how they do it was really fascinating, because you go in expecting glamour because you have, you know, stars there and it's a TV show. And it's a very monotonous process. You know, the action scene, one of the final action scenes for the first season took about 14 hours to shoot. And so all that research went into it. And the folks on the show are really helpful when I went back with the book and said, hey, can you help with some technical details? And they said, oh, you know, they wouldn't shout this and they wouldn't shout that. And then I had my actor friends and got to talk to them about, you know, the trials and tribulations. And also it just sort of been known them since adolescence. So I had kind of seen it. And it was really nice to be able to tap those things from my life for the book. And then the FBI piece, you know, I have some FBI folks. I've been writing FBI books like since The Night Agent. So it was really nice to have the FBI folks on call to ask about, you know, some of this inside slang and how some of the undercover stuff would work.
So the adventures of Anna Vaughn here, you need to get the book to be able to see how she pulls this all off from acting the action hero to actually becoming one in real life for her. But since you mentioned The Night Agent, I've really enjoyed the adaptation to the screen of that book. And I'm looking forward to the next season, which last I checked comes out in February. Anything you could tell us about your involvement with the series and what we might expect to see in this new season?
Well, in terms of season-to-season stuff, I'm not in the room or writing anything. Sean Ryan, the showrunner, who's an incredible talent and kind of a legend. He did The Shield. He did SWAT. He and I chatted a bit at the beginning, kind of about how the characters work and some of the things I talked about with Anna. You know, Peter and Rose have those going on too. And then they basically took it from there. But I have been on the set for most of the seasons. And then I visited the show, the production and offices. Recently, I kind of saw where they're going in season 3 and season 4, and I watched some of season 3. And let's see, what is public? So they have some incredible action scenes. They have some incredible locations. I think it starts in Turkey, and it's in the Dominican Republic, and it's in New York. So it's really wonderful. I get the feeling like I'm watching kind of a big budget action spy thriller, almost a feature. And it's really remarkable what they're able to do with it as a series. So tune in, yeah, because it's a really fun ride.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the new seasons of The Night Agent. But in the information that was provided to me about this book, the method that it is also destined for the screen, what can you tell us about that?
Well, I hope so. It was optioned, and then there's a lot of ongoing negotiations to the different pieces. There's a lot of moving parts in these in the development process. So it was optioned. It's being developed as a television series, and we're not cleared to reveal the particulars of who and what and where yet. But I think it would make a fantastic show. So I've been chatting with all of them and wish them the best with that.
Well, we'll look forward to when those things become public to find out what's going on there. But back to the book, I was curious, this is a fascinating character. Do you see this book as a one-off, or is a possibility there might be future books featuring her as well?
Well, there's definitely a possibility. I really love her as a character, and so avoid spoilers here, but I sort of keep the door open to future things with these folks. So yeah, I would love to keep her around as a character. And she's sort of this idea where somebody has this ability to go undercover and they're a chameleon it's just such a great engine for story. So yeah, I would love to see more of her. There's no immediate plans of working on a different book for the next one. But yeah, I wouldn't count Anna out yet.
And that was going to be my next question. What is next for you?
Well, this is very early stages, but I'm working on a book set in San Diego. It's about a firefighter, and he finds out that this kind of international operative has been using his identity as an alias, and then he's kind of plunged into it. So it's like almost like Bourne Identity, if Bourne wasn't actually a spy.
Well, we'll look forward to that. Meanwhile, this current novel is The Method by Matthew Quirk. Matthew, thank you very much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen to the latest episodes on your phone or tablet, and you'll also find us on Facebook. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.